former NHLer, analyst of the Chicago Blackhawks, Troy Murray, joins us once again. Troy, how are you, man?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pumped. We got playoffs around the corner. I'm loving it. Only thing better is if our city would ever get back in the playoffs.
I was just going to say, playoffs right around the corner with five Canadian teams, and unfortunately, the Oilers aren't one of them.
No. It's sadly a nine-year broken record for Oiler fans. The opposite end of the spectrum are the Blackhawks. Won two of the last five Stanley Cups. They've been very competitive, and you know, they were very good down the stretch without Patrick Kane. Now they get Kane back, who was, you know, a guy who could have won the Art Ross Trophy if he hadn't got injured. I think it's safe to say this is a huge boost back to this lineup. Who are the guys who really elevated their game the most when he's gone? And as strange as this sounds, Troy, will his return impact their play at all?
If you look at, you know, who kind of took over the leadership as far as points and kind of taking control of everything, it's the captain, Jonathan Toews, who was really strong down the stretch in the absence of Patrick. And I just can't say enough about how good and how solid of an individual Jonathan Toews is as a person and as a hockey player. I mean, he really kind of took it to heart, and he made sure that this team got into the postseason in the right manner. They didn't play great down the stretch, but I think for a team that's been in the playoffs, you know, as many times as they have been here in the last little while, you can kind of understand that their interest wasn't quite where it needed to be. Their intensity and their preparation once they got into the postseason kind of waned a little bit, but I think that is kind of to be expected. And with the addition of Patrick Kane, I mean, man, it just gives this team another look that it didn't have here in the 21 games that he missed. Real happy to have Patrick Kane back in the lineup, that's for sure.
Looking at this matchup, the Predators and the Hawks, the Preds are, you know, a skating skill team similar to the Hawks. You know, Nashville's not a real big banger physical group up front. Obviously, Shea Weber on the back end could knock the hell out of you. But how do you see this game going? You know, Nashville's got, you know, the strength of their team is their defense and their goaltending. How does Chicago, Troy, how do you think they can break down Nashville?
Well, they're going to have to pay a price to get to the front of the net. If you look at their defense, and it's, as you mentioned, one of the best defenses I think that the NHL has to offer, maybe the New York Rangers top to bottom a little bit better. But when you have guys like, Shea Weber and Roman Josi, who, you know, everybody's kind of talking about him now, but since he's been in the NHL, I've been seeing him, you know, enough, a lot of them. I said, man, this guy is one of the most underrated players in the game. And I think the other guy is a kid named Jonas Brodin with the Minnesota Wild. Maybe it's because they play with Shea Weber and Suter, but at the same time, these two guys are really good. They picked up Seth Jones a couple of years ago, and he's really kind of elevated his game here to another level. Ekholm is a good defenseman. And then, of course, once you get past the defensive side of it, you've got to try and beat Pekka, who, in my opinion, is, you know, one of the top five goaltenders in the National Hockey League. So there's a lot of challenges for the Blackhawks. I think it's as deep a Nashville team as they've had here in a long, long time. Laviolette's done a nice job in kind of restructuring what they need to do to be successful. It's a much more aggressive, upbeat tempo that they play here. And it's going to be an interesting matchup. This has never been a good matchup for the Blackhawks to play against the Nashville Predators. As I said, a little bit of a different look to the Predators this year. But I expect this to be a very highly contested series. And just personally, I'm hard pressed to think that with Patrick Kane back in the lineup, that any team, let alone the Nashville Predators at this point, can beat the Blackhawks in the 7-game series. But we'll see what happens.
How healthy do you think he is? I mean, he's really only had about 6 weeks, give or take, for a broken clavicle. I mean, that is, you know, it's very possible that it is completely healed, but it's also very possible that, you know, that they're going to be pumping him full of freezing to get him through a series. Do you think that might be a little bit too soon for him to be back? Like, should he be taking another week, or is it about time for him to jump right in?
Well, I think that's, you know, everybody's, question is, you know, how stable is it? But trust me, I mean, the Blackhawks understand what they have with Patrick Kane as far as an asset. And that's not only this year, but that's in future years as well. They made sure 100% that Patrick Kane is able to play. Is it perfectly healed? Obviously not. Is it healed enough to where it can take a big, strong hit? Hopefully that's the case. But there's no way in the world, especially at the beginning of the series, and everybody expects it, and including me, that he's going to play in the first game. You know, if he wasn't 100%, you could still wait until after the first couple of games and give him another week. But you know, all the indications are from Dr. Terry, the medical doctor here with the Blackhawks, that, you know, he is fine, and the risk, as he said, is minimal for him to return to action. And I think that he's excited to play. And I don't think that, you know, in your own mind, you have to have that ability to say, I'm healthy and I can go into the corner and I can win a battle. That'll probably be determined here early on in the first couple of games here to see whether Patrick Kane can absorb one of those big hits and really kind of be at ease. But this is Patrick Kane, and he's a very special individual. And I think for Patrick Kane, he's excited to be in there. And he wouldn't be in there unless he felt that, along with the doctors, the management, the ownership, that he was ready to play.
Troy Murray joins us, analyst for the Chicago Blackhawks. They take on the Predators starting tomorrow night. You mentioned you'd be surprised with Kane back if, you know, if anybody can beat them, never mind the Preds. The playoff experience of Chicago, you know, the Predators are a different team for sure this year than in the past, maybe the most offensively dynamic team they've had. But on paper, they just don't look like a good matchup, Troy, against Chicago. I didn't look at the numbers in the regular season, but were the Preds good against the Hawks, or Chicago dominated them in the regular season?
Well, Chicago won 3 out of the 4 games, but two of the games went into extra time, one in overtime, and one in a shootout. So the games were a little bit closer than, you know, the 3-1 record in favor of the Blackhawks kind of indicated. But again, this has been a real tough, you know, matchup for the Blackhawks over the years. And I think for, you know, the Nashville Predators, you know, they've got some great players that have really kind of stepped into a different level. Craig Smith, Colin Wilson. You know, the rookie Forsberg had a tremendous start to the season. He's cooled off a little bit. They've got some veteran players, guys like Mike Fisher, James Neal. These guys have been around the block, and they know what to do. Mike Barbero, I think a lot of the series might hinge on the play of Mike Barbero and how he can match up against maybe the top line for the Blackhawks. But I think, you know, if you look at the depth of Nashville, they're solid. And the Blackhawks have good depth as well. And I know Joel Quenneville likes to roll 4 lines, and whether Nashville wants to play that game or not and use all 4 lines in the rotation, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's always a good chess match. These two coaches know each other very well from the final series in 2010 when Laviolette was with Philadelphia. So it's going to be a good matchup. I think it's a great challenge. And boy, if you look at, and I know you guys are going around the league and stuff, but if you look at the matchups this year, is there really a situation where it used to be when I was playing in the 80s where the first seed is playing the lower seed? If by chance that lower seed upset the team in higher position, especially the first place, I mean, it was a major upset. You know, you could sit here and you look and say, well, Chicago could beat Nashville in 7 games, St. Louis and Minnesota 7 games. You know, it's unbelievable how close and how the parity is in the NHL. So I don't know if you pick a favorite. I mean, Nashville obviously had a better record and they have home ice advantage. So it's going to be a tough challenge for the Blackhawks to get through the first round. But again, I agree with you, you guys as well, because if you look at Chicago and the depth and the experience that they have, I think that you kind of got to tilt the pendulum in favor of the Blackhawks in this series, especially with Kane back in it.
Yeah, it definitely might. At the same time, like you've said too, Nashville has a lot of depth, and they have good young players, but they have a lot of guys who have that experience and that NHL experience as well, and not just guys that might. I mean, they have guys that might be sitting that might have that experience, and you look at a guy like a Matty Cullen who's been around for a long time, so they certainly have the depth, and you know, I just look at up and down all this series, and there's going to be a lot of really fun hockey to watch. Like you said, if there's an upset, it's almost not even an upset. Like it'll be an upset, and we'll call it an upset, but you know, so many of these series could go either way. There's not a single one where there's a clear cut where someone's just going to absolutely roll somebody, and that just makes for an exciting playoff season.
I love the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs like no other sporting event. I think the matchups are just unbelievable. You look at what's going on for Calgary and Vancouver. How do you pick that series? I don't know. I mean, Winnipeg, as good as and big as they are playing up against Anaheim, that's going to be just a nasty series. St. Louis is really good. Minnesota, one of the best teams down the stretch. You look at what Ottawa did. They're playing Montreal in a Canadian matchup. I mean, there is just so many great subplots going on here that I think everybody who's a hockey fan is really excited to see what happens this year with some of the new blood into the postseason this year, some old staples, Boston and LA not making it. So I think there's going to be a lot of excitement of what's going on here this year in the playoffs. And, you know, personally, I just can't wait because I get so excited into the postseason as a player I did. And as a broadcaster, I get revved up as well.
Oh, how can you not? The games are exciting. The buildings are electric. It should be fun. Quickly, Troy, your thoughts on the St. Louis-Minnesota matchup?
Well, I think St. Louis is really deep, and Minnesota's going to give them all they got. But I'm, again, hard-pressed to think that Minnesota can beat St. Louis in a seven-game series, which doesn't mean that they can't because they played extremely well. But I just think with the emergence of Tarasenko and Jaden Schwartz there, that it really gives the St. Louis Blues a different look up front when you've got guys that have already been there, Steen, Oshie, Backes. You know, they've got a lot of depth up front, Berglund. Their defense has been completely revamped. It used to be a big physical defense. Now it's a big skilled puck-moving defensive core back there. I think the only issue is if you tilt the scenario one way or the other, it depends on the goaltending of the St. Louis Blues and whether Devin Dubnyk can continue his hot streak with the Minnesota Wild.
Well, it's a great matchup there. Minnesota's been a red-hot team, but St. Louis is built. You saw them last year, and I think the difference between St. Louis this year and last year is now they've got top-end guys like Tarasenko and Schwartz that could score. That was Chicago's big advantage last year. St. Louis's offensive guys just couldn't match them. I'd love to see a repeat of that series in the second round.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you look at the comments from Ken Hitchcock last year after the series was over, he says, the game ended up always on the stick of 1988-10 or 88, and they made the difference. And I think that, you know, with Tarasenko, I mean, he is a legitimate world-class talent. I mean, man, he's good. And Jaden Schwartz is small, but he's skilled. He's fast. He's Darren Pang calls him a thief because he steals pucks away from people. I think that gives them the kind of scoring that they needed. David Backes is a great all-around player, but you know, he's not that game-breaker type of player. He's just a big, bruising kind of guy. TJ Oshie, Steen. And now you've got a different level with Tarasenko and Schwartz. It's a very dangerous team. They're back in with Shattenkirk, Petrangelo, you know, Bullmeister. Yeah, they're a good team.
Well, Troy, enjoy the series. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Much appreciated.